You're listening to America's Bond with Israel on America Abroad. I'm Madeline Brand. Historically, American Jews have been some of Israel's strongest advocates, but they're just 2% of the U.S. population. To learn more about their influence, we reached out to Stephen M. Cohen. He's a sociologist and research professor at Hebrew Union College, and he's studied trends among Jewish Americans for decades.
My sense is that the 1970s and 80s may have represented the peak of American Jewish political influence, in part because Jews were mobilized around Soviet Jewry, Israel, and liberal social causes, and in part because since that time, American Jews have become less politically oriented in their definition and in terms of their mobilization.
And have they shifted in terms of being more conservative now?
Not at all. As liberal as ever. They're one of the most reliable Democratic voting blocs in the United States. Their donors are heavily on the Democratic side. The only ones who are on the Republican side are Orthodox and very affluent American Jews. But the rest of the population is heavily Democratic. Some years ago, the noted thinker Milton Himmelfarb commented, "Jews earn like Episcopalians, yet vote like Hispanics." And that was true then, I guess, in the 60s or 70s when he said it. And on a certain level, it's true today as well.
And what about when it comes to Israel? How have American Jews changed, if they've changed, in terms of their attitude towards U.S. policy supporting Israel?
They're still deeply concerned about Israel. It's a major symbol in Jewish identity. We have to remember it was never the most important symbol in Jewish life. We have surveys going back to the 1950s in which Israel wasn't, you know, number one. And, you know, it was a kind of second echelon issue. It remains in that position today. And the notion of what it means to support Israel has shifted. Do you support Israel by supporting settlement expansion or support Israel by opposing settlement expansion? Both of those are seen by Jews as ways of supporting Israel. And that difference of policy opinion has also meant for a difference of construction of what it means to be supportive of Israel. So that's why it's difficult to answer your question, because support for Israel can mean actually very contradictory policies.
Well, let's talk about the settlements. That is a flashpoint in terms of the U.S. policy, the official
right.
policy towards Israel. Where do American Jews stand when it comes to the settlements?
Well,
and
on survey after survey, a majority of American Jews have negative attitudes towards the settlements. They think settlements will harm Israel's security. They don't like to see the expansion of Jewish settlements on the West Bank, or some of them call the occupied Palestine territories, and others called Judea and Samaria. You know, even the language that you use to talk about the area reflects one's political position. So they're divided about settlements. The majorities or pluralities tend to oppose settlements. There's a moral claim, a moral opposition to settlements and the general policy around it, which emanates from those who define themselves as very liberal and to some extent those who call themselves liberal. And they see settlements and Israel's relationship to Palestinians as being a morally complex issue. And they tend to be younger and, as I indicated, more politically on the left.
And so has that negative opinion toward the settlements, has that translated into more support for the Palestinians?
No. On most of the surveys, the American Jews have positive views of Israelis. They sympathize with Israelis. They don't express sympathy or a lot of faith in the Palestinians. Those are two different issues. So Israel may be faulty, but Palestinians are seen as threatening and untrustworthy. So those are two different dimensions that don't necessarily correlate.
Now, America, the U.S., has been a longstanding supporter of Israel and has been more supportive than other Western democracies. A lot of people say, well, that's the influence of political Jews. Is that accurate?
I'm not a political scientist. I'm a sociologist. My sense is that that America has had its own reasons for investment in the region, in Israel, and in the surrounding countries, and the influence of American Jews actually has been minor, but it has certainly affected some decisions. But in both Republican and Democratic administrations, presidents and secretaries of state have taken positions that run into opposition from American Jews, and yet they managed to take those positions. So loan guarantees, be it on settlements, on all kinds of issues, military aid package. And so I think it's hard to make the case that it's the Jews and their presence in America which has led to a different policy than, say, the EU. I think there are cultural reasons for America's interest in the Middle East and in Israel. And there are realpolitik reasons that derive from America's position in the world as, the world's leading diplomatic and military power. So I think that those are better explanations for why America is doing what it's been doing.
That's Stephen M. Cohen from Hebrew Union College.